Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
You have a soundboard.
I would never.
That's amazing. I was going to bring up a soundboard, but I was like, that's not going to work. I love it.
Yeah.
RoboCop soundboard.
It's just one thing. I didn't add a bunch.
Oh, that's disappointing.
I didn't have time. I couldn't think of anything else. I'm still sick.
I couldn't think of anything else. Where are you? Who am I?
I'm still sick.
You're still sick. You just got being sick.
I was sick on Tuesday.
It's a good 5 day, or if it's mine, so.
I felt mostly better through most of the day, but now we're into the evening times, and I feel stuffy.
You feel better, but then you just, like, you hit a wall of energy. Like, you're like, okay, every day I feel a little bit better. But you just hit this wall where you use too much energy, and then you're just like, done.
I sat in a chair all day and watched RoboCop for part of it.
Yeah.
I don't know how much energy I expended.
Hey, sometimes that's a lot of energy when you're sick. But yeah, we are the Post-it Podcast. We're here to talk about cat paws.
And RoboCop. And donate on Discord so I don't infect the children.
Don't infect the children. With your words and your slanders.
And now words Ken's and unemployed.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Oh god, that was the other thing I was trying to remember. This movie was very 80s.
Oh, it's so 80s.
It was very 80s.
Loved every second of it.
Ken, do you know how old I was the first time I watched this movie?
How old were you the first time you watched this movie?
You gotta guess. It ruins the game if you don't guess.
5.
You're really damn close. I was 6. You know, I can't believe I watched this movie.
Why does it not surprise me?
Maybe that's what's wrong with me.
That's what I said. I said I stood there at work today, and I got that text, and I went, "This doesn't shock me. This is probably why he's the way he is."
The trauma of early childhood really impacted my mental psyche.
You have a psyche?
Are
you psychic? What am I thinking?
Cheeseburgers.
Close.
Cake.
It was just a cheeseburger. You added an S on there.
Oh.
It was just one cheeseburger.
Yeah, I totally planned on coming over, Elijah, with my margaritas and having some margaritas when we did the podcast, and now I'm sick.
More margaritas!
Come on now.
Yeah, see, Ken got it.
Come on now. Yeah, so we watched RoboCop. We're the Poster Men Podcast, and I'm Tyler, and these is Ken and Elijah. I'm very sick.
I'm Elijah. I'm getting over it.
I'm not sick at the moment.
Ken, you should do the Bubba thing.
The Bubba thing?
Yeah.
In a dystopic and crime-ridden Detroit, a terminally wounded cop returns to the Force as a powerful cyborg haunted by submerged memories. I said, this isn't Detroit, this is Aftroit. at one point during when I was watching this movie, I was like, because I just watched this movie today, so it's pretty fresh. Peter Weller plays Alex Murphy / RoboCop.
Love Peter Weller.
Nancy Allen plays Ann Lewis. Dan O'Halloran plays the old man. Ronnie Cox plays Dick Jones. Kurtwood Smith plays Clarence Boddicker. Miguel Ferrer plays Bob Morton. Robert Doki plays Sergeant Reed. Ray Wise plays Leon Nash. Felton Perry plays Johnson.
Johnson! Johnson!
I'll show you my Johnson.
General Grum.
Paul McCrane plays Emil Antonowski. And I'm going to stop there because I don't know who the rest of these people are.
Unimportant.
The cat is here.
Yeah, I mean, you could argue that, like, the three henchmen are unimportant, but...
They're just cannon fodder at the end.
they're the three henchmen that are cannon fodder at the end, but they... Like, the guy shows back up at the gas station. I was like, didn't he die?
I thought he was dead. I was 100% sure that man was dead. I saw that man skid across the ground like...
Shouldn't he at least be in traction somewhere? Like, what? How is he? I guess dystopic Detroit has really good medicine.
Maybe they
gave him some metal legs and arms and or some metal bones, and he's part cyborg too now.
Tell you, drank toxic waste.
That was great.
Then he turned in Sloth from Goonies.
And then the car hits him, and he just turns to a puddle on the car.
Yeah. And it was toxic waste that he, like, fell into or whatever?
He ran the car into it.
Okay. Because, like, I looked away, and I missed. I was like, all of a sudden, he was, like, falling out of this container of water. Or, like... chunky water, and I was like, what was this, like, irradiated grossness? Like, what was this? Because, like, I looked away, and all of a sudden he was falling out of this stuff. Like, I have no idea what that was.
It was
help me.
It was the juice stuff from Toontown that they used to, like, dip. Yeah.
Okay.
He got dipped.
Except for humans, it turns them into the Elephant Man.
Yeah.
I am not a monster.
It's just Sloth from the Goonies. All he wants is a Snickers.
Help me! Then he just stands in front of the car.
No, it was a Baby Ruth. He wanted a Baby Ruth.
I watched Goonies once and was unimpressed.
I've never watched Goonies.
Then that would be why you don't remember what Sloth wants.
Sloth love Chunk.
I know the truffle shuffle in that. And Josh Sloth. Brolin's in it.
Sloth just pawned Game of Life.
Excuse me. Somewhere there is crime happening. I love RoboCop.
I forgot the theme music.
Also, how did he know?
Because he's robot. It's Detroit. There's crime all the time. Come on.
I guess.
And back to the doctors. I don't think they were that great of doctors in that dystopian future, because they kind of were just like, all right, he was shot. Just get the time of death ready.
He was shot in the head.
Yeah. But my favorite was there. They were just like, okay, poke him with a stick. Maybe get some duct tape. That they're like, this cop's dead, next.
Next cop, bring him in.
Next cop. Wheel him in. Because at the end of the movie, don't they tell you, like, Clarence Boddicker killed, like, 175 cops or something? I remember that it was, like, an egregiously high number, where I was like, oh my god, how did they not catch this guy? And he's not a Terminator.
What's Red Foreman?
He put a foot in their ass. He stuck a boot right out up their ass. Kitty talked him down. Oh man, the day Kitty didn't come home. Red? Oh man, where am I going to get that drug money now? Red? I just love how Clarence bought it. Like, after Murphy gets shot up, like, he's pretty much dead. Clarence Bogger's like, no, 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 no. I'm going to shoot him one more time. This time in the head.
For good measure.
He's missing an arm and most of his legs and body, but man, there should have been that.
I don't know why.
That was some pretty good body armor he was wearing, apparently, because, like, enough of his internal organs survived to that they were able to, like, you know, adrenaline shoot his heart and you know, do the defibrillator on him a few times. I was thinking, man, there's Buckshot in there. How is he not just dead? Like, what are they doing?
Also, how would you like to be the one henchman that did die in the middle of this movie? Like, there were four extra henchmen and one of them died before the end of the film. Like, he was in the factory and he just got shot. And I was like, okay, those two are dead now. So all of the henchmen are dead. Then all of them but that guy come back for the end. And I was like, well, that guy was the unlucky one.
So my memory was a little construed at this. Again, the last time I watched it, I was 6 years old. For some reason, I thought they blew his arms off and legs off, and he just sat there and, like, with, like, nubs spraying blood everywhere.
Are you thinking of
the Black Knight? That sounds like a different movie.
Yeah. Are you thinking of the Black Knight from Monty Python and the Holy Grail?
No. I thought they just, like, blew his arms and legs off and just let him squiggle on the floor squirting blood everywhere, but I was wrong.
No, he still had one arm, apparently, and they cut it off.
Yeah, his left arm, we can get it now.
We saved his left arm.
Saved his left arm. We agreed with total cybernetic prosthesis.
We're supposed to save any arms.
Don't save any of them. Why? Then I was like, why not just build a robot?
They tried that, and it shot the guy.
He killed Kenny, that bastard.
That was a great part of that movie. Yeah, you know, he just hides behind all the people. And they're like, "Oh, fuck you." And then he just stands there like, and then gets shot by the chicken walker.
I love how, like, people just aren't traumatized.
No, they're cool with it.
They're like, "Oh, well, Kenny's dead. Move
back
on
to work."
Normal day in the office here.
Man, wheel him out. Send him down to the doctors to declare him dead. This movie, I appreciate all the squib use. I was like, ooh, lots of exploding squibbies.
Squibbies?
Fake blood from guns.
Blood packs.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, everyone was shot and bleeding and blowing parts of their body off.
Yeah, they turned an entire guy into a squib there at the end.
Uh-huh. I love that. A big green squib.
And then, that would have been a terrible way to go. Just terrible.
Not the guy so proud that he was able to activate the crane and drop stuff at RoboCop that gets shot.
That yeah, then gets blown up, yeah.
Hey, Clarence, I did it! And then Murphy, not Murphy, what's the...
Lewis.
Lewis. Because Lewis dies, I think, every freaking RoboCop. So...
Lewis...
I know she didn't die, but she gets, like, hurt every single one. I think she actually dies in 3.
That's sad.
Yeah. Yeah, she actually dies in 3.
She had a nice heart box.
Yeah. Because that's the catalyst for him, like, helping this church group that's being targeted by drug dealers or something. Oh. RoboCop 3 is ridiculous.
Like, ridiculously bad?
It's not the great. It's not the best. The RoboCops decline as you keep going.
I think
that also includes the remake at the bottom. I do think 3 is better than the remake.
Oh no! I was hoping there'd be a good remake.
Nah, the remake was pretty long, and then takes too much of the, like, like, in the middle of this movie, RoboCop figures out, like, he figures out he's Murphy, and he does the trip back home. Yeah, that's like an hour of the new one.
Oh.
Whereas this is like 15 minutes, and he's like, all right, back on the street, killing people.
Well, that fell prey to the everyone has to have this long-ass fucking movie now.
Yeah.
See?
That was like,
it's not always a good thing.
What?
It's not always a good thing.
No. But Samuel L. Jackson's in it, so I haven't watched it since.
Is he RoboCop?
No.
Oh.
What's a movie you would know him from?
Joel Kinnaman?
I know a movie you would know him from. I'm saying a movie for Tyler.
Well, I'm trying to think of who you're talking about. I'm trying to help.
Joel Kinnaman is the new RoboCop. So he was in Suicide Squad. He's Rick Flagg, if that helps any.
Who was Rick Flagg?
The only private powers.
In the second one, he's wearing the yellow T-shirt. In the first one, he's pretty generic army Colonel Rick Flagg or something like that.
He's also the one banging the Enchantress in the first one.
Oh, that's right. He is.
I thought that was brother and sister.
No.
Well, that changes my outlook on that movie a little bit.
No, he was banging the Enchantress.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was pretty weird the whole movie. I'm like, aren't they brother and sister? This is getting weird.
According to the IMDb Starometer, RoboCop Remake is second best of RoboCop movies.
Ooh!
According to 0.3 stars, but still second best.
Maybe the second one
has evil RoboCop. Come on.
Oh my goodness. That's the puppy. Evil RoboCop.
Uh-huh.
I made him into a puppy.
Kid like gains control of him. It's like Gamer, I think.
Yeah, it's great. I love it.
Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-ay, bow wow wow. Woo-woo. I'll watch all the RoboCops now. Oh, that RoboCop 2 is 2 hours. That's that.
I might watch it tomorrow because I got nothing better to do. I'll just sit here and be sick.
I'll watch RoboCop. You'd come watch Dune if I could get my projector fixed and I'm have to test run Dune. Oh, come on. But I have to test run Dune.
I hated the first one and I refuse to watch any of them else.
I hear the second one's better.
That's what people tell me, but I was also told that Charlie's Cheesesteaks make great cheesesteaks, and that was also a lie.
Okay.
Where's that?
Now, before I say this, I know what you're going to think as soon as I say where it's located. And trust me, I thought the same thing, but I was assured... Oh, that they make good cheesesteaks. It's located in a Mechanicsburg Walmart.
Wait. It's not the... Charlie's... It's not the one in the Capital City Mall.
The same
Isn't
company.
Is that Charlie's?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I think they moved to the Mechanicsburg Walmart. Or...
Well, what a way to upgrade
added
there,
one.
Charlie's.
So, I guess
more foot traffic. Maybe they get more foot traffic there.
But I essentially had a Steak-ums cheesesteak with the same cheese I put on my nachos.
From Walmart.
Yeah, sounds like an authentic Philly cheesesteak to me.
No.
With whiz, yeah.
It wasn't cheese whiz, it was nacho cheese. Like, the same cheese I get at the movie theater to put on my nachos was on my cheesesteak.
Bump it up.
It was pretty bad. I also got a... What was it? It was a peach lemonade. And It was lemonade, and basically they took a Dole cup of peaches and dumped them in my lemonade.
Well, you got what you asked for.
It was almost as disappointing as that time Domino's sent me bread instead of a cheesesteak sandwich.
Oh, that is disappointing. That's sad.
Was it like at least, was it garlic bread at least, or it was just bread?
No, like I ordered a cheesesteak from Domino's, and
you need to stop ordering cheesesteaks.
This is a while ago. This is a good while ago, but it pops up all the time. It pops up every year because I made a Facebook post about it because it was also hilarious. I was angry, but it was hilarious. I ordered a cheesesteak, and I guess something went wrong with their ordering system, so all it showed on their end was just bread. So they toasted half the bread, sent it out on delivery, the dude handed it to me and like sprinted to his car. I'm like, must be a busy night. Got inside the house, opened up the box, I'm like, what the fuck is this?
He was like, oh, fuck that.
So I called him, and I was like, why did you just send me bread? I ordered a cheesesteak. They're like, yeah, we thought it was weird, too. I'm like, if you thought it was weird, why didn't you be like, hey, is this what you actually ordered? Like, you just want bread?
Random incompetencies. So, my projector parts were shipped out yesterday, and then they were supposed to come today. So it's a good thing my regular FedEx driver now is back, because on the box, they put the wrong address.
Oh, God.
So the box was supposed to go to 70 Center Street in Carlisle, which I don't think exists.
Hang on, I'm Googling it. I think you're right, though.
And the guy looks at the box and it says RC Carlisle Commons, and he goes, that's the movie theater. I'm going to hold on to the box and ask them. So he came and he's like, were you expecting a giant box? Because that's not your address, but that's your company. And I was like, yes, I'm expecting that giant box. So that I was like, if I had to have my regular driver, I wouldn't have my parts.
I'd have had to murder somebody.
Yeah. Because their excuse when I asked for a tracking number was, the parts will be delivered today. I was like, great. That doesn't answer the question of what is the tracking number. So that I knew where they were going. But I got them, so I was like, right. I was like, why wouldn't, like with your bread, I was like, why wouldn't you just call? Like, this person obviously didn't want to just order bread. Or maybe you had a different reason, but we'll just double check because someone ordering bread is weird. Like, it's out of the ordinary. Like, it's not like you asked for garlic bread. They just were like,
bread. I was like, man, this thing's usually glued down with cheese, but it's kind of moving pretty freely in the box today. Oh, well.
It's moving. It's alive.
Sliding back and forth. They don't normally do that. It's pretty usually glued down with the provolone.
My body, when I'm stressed, decides that I want to stress eat. So my solution has been currently McDonald's in my life.
That's a bad solution.
Oh, but it's been pretty delicious. But so I tried.
I don't know what McDonald's you're eating. I've never had McDonald's that I would call delicious.
when you're stressed, everything's delicious. I could lick the floor and it was delicious.
Okay. All right.
But disagree, but move on. It was
Hot Fudge Sundae. Just kidding. Hot Fudge Sundae.
Oh, I want a Hot Fudge Sundae.
I thought that was a code. I've had to think about it for a second. I was like, what's Hot Fudge Sundae mean?
I've had a Hot Fudge Sundae from McDonald's that I might call delicious.
Hot Fudge Sundae!
You said the secret word. I wish you had Pee-wee.
All right. Back to RoboCop.
But I didn't finish why I ate at McDonald's. So I tried the Filet-O-Fish sandwich. Shockingly not terrible.
If you say so, I'm going to let you have that because I don't eat seafood. I just know,
I know you don't eat seafood, but I was shocked when I ordered it. I was just like, you know what looks delicious on that menu right now? That's a filet-o-fish sandwich. Give me.
Did you get one with cheese?
Yeah.
Elijah, after this, we're putting you in therapy.
I should probably go, but oh well. You know what's cheaper? Buying a box of donuts from Walmart.
That's, it was probably healthier for you.
Buying a box of donuts from Walmart?
Therapy.
I can't. When I'm stressed, it helps.
I keep looking at the gif that someone posted of RoboCop looking like he's having an orgasm, and I can't get over it.
You're welcome. It's my favorite. That's a hilarious sequence in the movie where you're like, out of context, if someone walked in, it does look like RoboCop is having a grand old time.
I actually thought it was a good choice to not have him like verbally make noise.
Yeah, there's a lot of great choices in the first RoboCop movie.
During that scene, yeah. Like, I feel if he was sitting there making, noises, it'd have been not as good.
Yeah. Or, like, having the other cops see everything that RoboCop was dreaming about, and then them being like, oh no, we have to stop it from murdering Clarence Boniger. Which I don't understand when they bring him into the jail and they're like, what do we book him for? I'm like, he's Clarence Boniger. He's done everything.
Pick one.
Jaywalking.
You would think that there would be that a guy like that would have outstanding warrants. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, book him for anything. How likely are you to recommend this PC to others? Stupid pop-up. But
what?
There was a pop-up thing that said, how likely are you to recommend this PC to others?
Very likely.
Guys, do you like this PC that I have?
It's a step down from mine, so no. Oh,
I see how it is. I need someone to buy me another one.
Not buying you another one. It's already hell enough as it was with the first one.
But it's like when when RoboCop comes online, I'm like, Elijah, kick in your memory as to what the fourth objective is. I can't remember what it is. And then when it happens, I was like, oh yeah, it's don't kill higher ups of the company. You're fired. Thank you. It's like, that was quick.
And then some.
That man went through a lot of emotions in those last 10 seconds. He was not only fired, but then shot in the face. And then fell out the window.
He deserved
so there was a lot
it.
Happening.
He deserved what he got.
He did. But there was a lot happening to that guy.
Worst things have happened?
It's true.
I'm fired? What? Oh, I've been shot. Oh, God, I'm falling.
He killed a man.
You bastard.
He killed two people. He killed Kenny and the other guy.
He killed a lot of people. Because he was like Clarence Boniger's like higher up in charge.
Yeah.
I also think RoboCop riding an elevator is hilarious. I don't know why, but I'm like, eh.
They should have played the RoboCop theme song while he was in the elevator. That'd have been epic.
They should have played something else in the elevator, like some other like theme song, like the Lone Ranger or something. The Bonanza theme, I don't know why, but just something random.
That's not as funny.
Indiana Jones. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Just something that doesn't fit. But I do like that the way to trick the big giant robot of Doom
is to get it to go downstairs. Yeah.
Question! Why did it make squealing piggy noises?
Squealing mechanical noises. I don't know what you're talking about.
That was definitely piggy noises.
They put pigs in the joints. They were like, we need something with lots of oil. So lubricated. That's
lubricated
duck.
With lard. There you go.
That was a duck. I've been listening to Elmo Has Three Ducks for a lot today.
So, I got the tiger noise. The tiger noise, I'm like, they just made it program the tiger noise to make it sound scary. But then it fell down the stairs and was upside down and making squealy piggy noises. And that I didn't get.
It was sad that it was upside, that was on its back. It was like a stuck turtle.
A stuck turtle, a stuck pig.
Both. It's a stuck turtle pig.
Turtle pig.
Ooh. Curiosity strikes.
Oh,
that's adorable. There's a guinea pig riding a turtle.
The turtle pig's going to the AI generator later.
Oh, what monster will you create? Turtle pig does whatever a turtle does. The gift generator just put that on there.
You know, but in some countries they eat guinea pigs.
They just put them on a spit and then they just eat them.
I don't know how they cook them, but I've never had guinea pig.
It's obviously very guinea. Papua New Guinea. That's the guinea pig's response to you. Wait, what? But this movie was a fun little revisit, Tyler, I gotta say.
Oh?
Yeah, I gotta say, it was a good time I had again. I forgot how much fun that movie was. It increased an extra punch. It increased for me.
Oh.
Because I think I was doing my Letterboxd review from memory. So I was like, I think I liked it this much. But then I watched it again. I was like, I like it this much. So I applaud you, Tyler. Applaud. Yeah.
I'm working on Turtle Pig.
Oh, Lord. Turtle Pig.
Are you talking to ChatGPT or Bard? I should say Gemini.
I don't know what I'm using.
Okay.
He doesn't know what he's using and abusing.
Probably ChatGPT then. Continue.
Yeah. But I guess we can robot punch this movie since Tyler's ChatGPT and...
Oh, I got one.
Oh, Lord. What monster did we create?
Oh.
It's adorable. I kind of want one.
It looks like a Pokemon.
It does look like a Pokemon.
Tortysnoot.
Yeah. It looks like it should be a ground Pokemon.
Name that Pokemon.
Yeah. Looks like if a Squirtle fucked a Don fan.
I don't know what a Don fan is, but I'll take your word for it.
It's an elephant.
Oh, okay. Then where's the elephant part?
It looks like a rock. I get a picture from the internet. But yeah, that's what I think it looks like. Don Fan.
Right
there,
that's it.
Okay. Oh, the thing from the Pokemon movie that I always wanted, and I finally caught one, and it was a piece of junk, and I hated it.
Yeah.
It was the shittiest Pokemon I ever had.
Most rock and brown things are usually very easy to kill. So, I don't usually put them in my team. Because he's mostly rock. So, good water Pokemon will kill it. Obsessed about Pokemon much.
So, robot punches? Is that what we were doing?
So, robot punches? Sure. Tyler, your movie, you go first.
I'm gonna give RoboCop a 4. It was fun. It was kind of funny, silly. in moments.
It's about a RoboCop.
And RoboCop had good one-liners.
He's great.
I think I'd have an assault. I'm gonna make a phone call for you.
Stop resisting. Bolt, or I will shoot.
Yeah, 4.
I have to agree with Tyler, 4. And yes, it is silly. Clarence Boniger's over the top. Love it. He's Kurtwood Smith is eating scenery.
Kurtwood Smith is so good in this movie.
Yes, he is. He's so good. And then
it's one of those movies where like none of the bad guy motivation makes any sense at all. But don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
You don't care. his motivation is like, I need to get bigger as a villain. I'm like, you already are the biggest villain in the town.
No, but the problem is he's working for somebody. He wants to be the boss.
Yeah. I'm Clarence Boniger.
And I'm put a foot in your ass. Dumbass.
Dumbass. But a 4, yes. It's just a fun it's a fun time at home. I was yucking it up and it goes by with a clip and you're like, yeah, this is fun.
Yeah, like considering it, well, I don't know. Like, I felt like it was one of those movies where, like, I felt it finally got going, and then it was over. Mm-hmm. I was like, "Oh, we're finally all right, cool. Oh, it's over. Oh."
RoboCop, no. It's my computer's listening. It wants me to look at my AI. Yeah, it's good time at home. Ken, you're up.
A 3.5. With the caveat that this is a 80s movie that you can't think about, but like, you know, like we didn't talk about how dated the visual effects are. It's like, ooh, that's some stop motion superimposition there, but it's 1987, so that's totally fine. Like, it's great. Uh-huh. Like, I should say it's totally fine, but it's fine. You can see that it's a weird, like I said, it's a weird superimposition, but it doesn't matter. Or I shouldn't say it doesn't matter, but it's acceptable because it's a movie from 1987.
Yeah.
The performances are all surprisingly solid. I feel like what's her name? Nancy Allen as Lewis is probably the weakest performance in the movie, but I feel like that's also because she's in a lot of ways given the least to do.
Yep. She's there to drive RoboCop.
Right. Like, she's... And, like, it surprises me how many people recognize him from his mouth and chin.
It was the gun thing, Ken. Come on.
Yeah. What gun thing?
That's how she noticed. The bad guys, you're right. I don't know how the guy at the gas station figured that out. He's he killed you! And I'm like, how? How do you know that? He's generic white guy in a mask.
Right. But...
That sounds robotic speaking. Halt, citizen.
Yeah. But all that being said, like I said, you know, like it's a fun, considering this is the first time I've seen it, you know, like it's a fun little movie. Like I don't know that I'm ever gonna feel compelled to watch it again, and it doesn't necessarily make me wanna run out and watch 2 and 3 and the remake again, but it's like, for like I said, for the time and given what's going on, it's pretty good.
Good job, Tyler.
I'm a good boy.
I need another movie from you for the wheel, by the way, since yours vanished.
Oh.
We don't have to do this right now.
Death Becomes Her.
That's
it's already
there.
On the list.
Oh.
It's already there.
Oh, better throw Dewey Cox Walk Hard Story on there.
I guess I could throw that on there. Dewey Cox. Okay.
Is that streaming anywhere?
I don't know. We'll look it up if it actually gets on there.
All right, fair enough.
That's how we roll sometimes.
That's fair enough. That's great. That makes sense.
I have not started playing Final Fantasy Rebirth yet, guys.
What?
And you're not going to tell me a damn thing about it when you do?
Nope. But I have started the one thing I've never played that was Final Fantasy VII yet, which was the integrate with Yuffie.
Oh yeah, the PS5 exclusive DLC.
Yeah. I didn't get to play that yet, so I started playing that while it was downloading for its couple of hours onto the PS5 Rebirth. So I was like, okay, I'll start playing this.
I hear Yuffie gets lots of time to shine in Rebirth.
Yeah, she. I think we're hit with that's her part of the story in the original game. I think.
Okay, I've not played the original, so I don't know, but
I haven't played the original in years, so, and I never actually beat it, so we'll see. But I'm super excited to start Rebirth. But yeah, since I was sick, I just, like, looking at the TV just made me not feel well, so I just was like, it hurts my head, so I just left that off most of the time and just was sleeping and listening to podcasts. And then this other issues I've had just have been keeping me late at work. But yeah, that's what I've been doing other than that. I've watched all the 10 of the Oscar noms. That's...
Ooh.
Yeah, so I've seen them all.
Which one's your favorite?
Oppenheimer.
Still Oppenheimer?
Yep, still Oppenheimer.
Don't have time for it.
But Past Lives came in with a strong outing. That came up with a surprise number 3 of my favorites of the top 10.
Okay.
My list goes at number 10, Maestro. That movie is long and boring.
Okay.
Zone of Interest is next, not because it's a bad movie, but it's a Holocaust drama about terrible people. So, how many times do I really want to watch that? I watched it the one time and I'm pretty much done. Anatomy of a Fall is next. And that movie's really good. But it's also suffers from being like 2.5 hours of murder mystery. That's also a courtroom drama of kind of real-time courtroom and a whodunit. That's 2.5 hours is a little long.
Oh, so it's like Ace Attorney.
Yeah, except like... It's did the wife kill her husband or not, and it's just a bunch of talking, and it's like it's good, it's just long and talky.
Okay.
Then Killers of the Flower Moon. Again, not because of how, like, not because the movie's not good, it's just
long and talky.
It's just long and talky. And then Barbie. And then Poor Things.
I thought Barbie didn't get nominated.
Barbie got nominated for Best Picture. It did get nominated for Best Picture. Yeah, it did get nominated for Best Director.
Oh, okay. And Margot Robbie didn't get nominated. Okay.
And Margot Robbie didn't get nominated. It got nominated for Best Picture.
Okay.
But getting nominated for Best Picture with 10 slots is like, good for you! Yay! Like, there's 10 spots in there. Yeah, Barbie... For what it did to the movies industry this last year, shove it up there. but it's not going to win, so. Then Poor Things. American Fiction is a very good satire movie. Past Lives was really, really sad and really good. The Holdovers is really funny and sad and good. And Paul Giamatti gives an amazing performance, which in a year where Cillian Murphy also gave an extremely good performance in Oppenheimer, Paul Giamatti should win too. I would want that. I really want them to just to break the whoever wins to break the Oscar in half and give it to the other guy too, because they both deserve it in my mind. But because I can't pick from either of their two performances this year, they're great. And that is my Oscar order.
I don't have an Oscar pictures. Order.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of these movies.
I thought you would... No, that was Thea that watched Barbie. I was like, I thought you would watch Barbie.
I have not watched Barbie.
You can watch Barbie at home, kid. That's on Max. Most of the stuff is actually streaming.
Yep.
But yeah. That is my rundown. I think Cillian Murphy's going to win Best Actor. I think Robert Downey Jr. is going to win Best Supporting. I think Emma Stone's going to win Best Actress, because that's been the buzz. And I'm optimistic that Lily Gladstone's going to win Best Supporting Actress, I think.
Okay.
But yeah. And that's my contribution for today's podcast. Because the Oscars are in 3 days.
Wow, coming right up.
Yep, Sunday night. It's the earliest showing for an Oscars. They're starting it at 7.
Oh, so then it can be over at midnight. That's great.
Yep. Yep.
I'm not watching them with you this year, buddy.
Okay, I didn't ask.
I won't be able to function the next day. I'm getting old.
Bet you are.
Midnight's past my bedtime, like 2 hours.
Midnight's past my bedtime by 2 hours.
It is. 10 o'clock's bedtime around here. Ask the cat.
The cat has her wheel now.
Yeah, she still don't fucking use it.
I know. My entire family finds it hilarious that you bought your cat a wheel.
I really thought she'd get in it and run, like all the other cats do, but...
What other cats? What other cats?
You've not seen cats running wheels?
No.
Look up the internet.
Look up the internet. Okay, I'm Googling the internet. Let me see, the internet.
Cats running on wheels. There's tons of them.
No, you told me to look up the internet.
I'm sick, goddammit.
Wikipedia says the internet is the global system of interconnected computer networks that uses the Internet Protocol suite
to
communicate between networks and devices.
You're making me angry.
You won't like you when you're angry.
Just look up the cats running on wheels later.
Just look up the cats running on wheels later. All right, I'll look up that entire thing. Cats running on wheels later. Got it. Look it up right now.
Ken.
Yes?
Thank you for joining us tonight.
Hey, thanks for being willing to wait for my son to be a little bit chill so I could be away and
Do this,
yeah.
The first thing that comes up when I Google cats running on wheels later is a YouTube video that says, "Is it worth it? I don't think so."
From personal experience, it's not been worth the money I paid for. I'm about to turn it into a piece of fucking furniture.
So,
can you return it, Tyler?
I'm past the return time.
Okay.
Did you get it on Amazon?
Yeah, but I've had it for like a month now.
Yeah, but it's like 90 days on Amazon.
I'm not taking the fucker back apart.
You don't have to. Just send it back in the box.
It's not going to fit back in the box the way it is.
Just take it to the UPS store with the label.
Yeah, actually, you could probably get away with that.
Yeah. Probably going to Facebook Marketplace it.
That's when Tyler got shot. If I look outside the theater and I just see your dead body there, I'll know what happened.
Next to the cat wheel.
Next to the cat. No, the cat, they took the cat wheel. And your car.
How would they take my car?
And the homeless guy took your pants.
All right. Well, it's that time of night.
It is?
It is.
It is that time of night. I gotta find the book.
It's usually where I sit.
I know. But you're causing me to get uncomfortable.
Wah.
Wah to you too, sick boy. I'm gonna come and poop on your porch.
You started this.
This war of pooping?
You started this.
I'm gonna use this curse. Check out our website at www.thepostmanpodcast.com. Send us some emails to thepostmanpodcast@gmail.com. Find us on Twitter at thepostman. Well, the Twitter doesn't exist, so find us on X at the same thing. Check us out on Instagram, search for the Postman Podcast. Find us on Facebook by doing the exact same thing. And then you can also find us on YouTube by searching for the Postman Podcast. And you can also find us on Letterboxd by searching for the Postman Pod, where you will find all of the most recent updates from your local crazy, insane person who watches a bunch of junk. And that'll do it for this week, and I guess I will shuffle the wheel if we want to do another movie next week.
Shuffle, that's fine. Yep.
Shuffle. Slam! Dang it. There it goes.
Oh.
There it goes. Hey, Ken.
What?
Detective Pikachu!
Okay.
Where's Lewis? He was so sad that day until we gave him his Pokemon cards.
He was very sad that day. And Ken, I would like to remind you that you won. So
I won.
That was on your
Detective Pikachu was a me pick.
Yeah.
Okay. So I need to find a replacement for next week. Okay.
Yeah. But just so that no one says that I won all of the wheel spins. Tyler won the last one. Now it's your turn.
He could just be making this up. We don't know.
I knew I should make a picture. But why would I pick the Pikachu? I wouldn't pick one of the ones I picked.
Maybe you just really wanted to watch that. You get weird about things. Sometimes like, I really wanted to watch this.
It's on the Hulu. Okay, cool.
Who knew?
They took it off Freebie?
I don't know if it's on Freevee or not. Hang on, let me go to my other site that I need to. Well, I should bookmark this on your computer. No, just the stream on Hulu. I don't know if it's on Freevee or not.
Oh, man,
Freevee is not included on the list here, so
I'll have to look. Because they were advertising the shit out of that on Freevee.
Hang on.
If not, I'll just drop the movie off to Tyler.
Because
Elijah doesn't have Hulu anymore. So.
Elijah doesn't have Hulu anymore?
Yeah, Elijah dumped Hulu.
Okay.
The choices were dump Hulu or dump Hulu. Because I don't use it. So.
That's fine. We probably wouldn't have Hulu if.
Your Spotify thing.
If it weren't connected to my Spotify, yeah.
It just was like, and some of the stuff is now on Disney Plus too anyway, so I was just like,
right, yeah, yep.
So I was like, forget it. Bye, Hulu. All right, everybody, we'll see you next week with Detective Pikachu.